Chapter 5 Danger in the Jungle. There was a little valley between two hills. We were on one hill, and the enemy was on the other. Then we got orders to move the machine gun about 50 meters to the left of the big tree that was in the middle of the valley, and to find a safe place to put it before the enemy blew us all up. We found a place to put the gun and stayed there all night. We could hear shooting all round us, but they didn't hit us. When it was day again, our planes came and they blew up the enemy soldiers. Then we watched while our men moved off the hill and came down into the valley. Suddenly, somebody started shooting at them. We couldn't see the enemy soldiers because the jungle was too thick, but somebody was shooting at our men. The shooting was in front of us, which meant that the enemy soldiers were in between us and our men, and this meant that the enemy was able to come back and find us, so we had to get out fast. We began to move back to the hill, but Doyle suddenly saw more enemy soldiers who were going towards our men. We waited until they got to the top, then Bones began shooting with the machine gun. He probably killed 10 or 15 enemy soldiers. Doyle and I and the other two men threw grenades. But then, an enemy soldier shot Bones in the head. I pulled the machine gun from his hands and shouted to Doyle. There was no answer. Two of them were dead, and Doyle was only just alive. I picked up Doyle and put him across my shoulders. Then I ran towards the hill. There were bullets flying all round me from behind. And then I saw more enemy soldiers in the low grass in front of me. They were shooting at our men on the hill. I ran fast, shouting and screaming as loudly as I could. And suddenly, I was in the middle of our soldiers, and everybody was pleased and hitting me on the back. My shouting and screaming frightened the enemy soldiers away. They just ran. The weeks went past slowly. I got a letter from my mom, and I wrote back to her that everything was okay. I also wrote a letter to Jenny Curran and asked Mom to ask her parents to send it on to her, but I didn't get a reply.